Welcome to the Nano Blitz.
All right, talk to me, Goose.
Well, talk to me, Goose. Sorry. I hate it when she does that.
I hate it when she does that.
Welcome back to the Nano Blitz. I know it's been 6 months, 5 months,
4 months,
4 months, 4 months. Yeah, 4 months. 4 months. Long ado. Nate is here. Tim's here.
Woo.
And okay, go ahead.
Because I was inverted.
And there's the explicit already. And also, my lovely wife has joined us here.
Hi.
Say hi.
I did.
I know.
Hi.
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 Just hi? Okay.
Hi.
Hello.
Some of the prolonged stuff... we're going to definitely dive into Madden 23, because I don't think any of us are diving into it right now.
No, I haven't played in over a week, well over a week. Yeah.
Well, I mean, the social media folks were diving into it on Sunday, giving all sorts of ratings updates that they should issue for a game that nobody can play.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think that's the caveat, though, is you can play it. You just have to, like, not enjoy it. you got to start over. Got to start over if you had a franchise mode, if you're one of the 60% affected.
The 60% who followed directions.
That's right. The question mark, 60%.
Yeah.
You know, because they won't acknowledge the first server issue.
Right. Well, yeah, well, that's another, like, this is not the first server issue this year.
Yeah.
Like, a number of people have already had to restart their league, or a number of people struggled to even get their league off the ground because they couldn't get their 32nd team added to it. And, like, yeah. And then now they're being told, oh, yeah, it's going to start over again. Sorry, guys.
Yeah.
It's okay. You can just start a new one.
Yeah.
We know we told you everything was fine. Sorry that we were wrong, and... if you logged in, you're in the corrupted file zone. But it's okay. Just start a new one. What's the difference?
Yeah. And we truly are sorry.
It's okay. Just poop again.
Oh, wait. They haven't actually said the words, we're sorry.
Did they? Well, they said something. They said something in their...
It's like unfortunately or something.
Yeah.
Like that.
It was like a weird...
It was an apology without apologizing.
I think that's what it was. I think the way I phrased it on Twitter was, it's like that coach whose team has a losing record and they're saying, I take full responsibility for the failures of this team, knowing that the next day they're going to get a contract extension.
Yeah.
It's like, what is accountability then? What does it mean that you're, you know.
Unfortunately, if you logged into franchise leagues during this time, your data was affected due to a data storage issue that resulted in franchise files being corrupted.
Yeah, so it's just unfortunately.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, no, here it is. Okay, so first off, just below that, first off, we are sorry that this happened. We know how important your franchises are to you, and we are actively working to fix to restore some files via a backup as soon as possible. However, not all affected leagues can be restored. Team is currently projecting around 40% of leagues to be recovered. So I think this was something that what our group talked a little bit about too, is like this whole backup situation. And I got to wondering, is it possible that the reason they don't have a lot of quality backups is because they've already corrupted all of those files previously? Like, if they were already dealing with server issues and files that not, like, we had moments where we were scared that we weren't going to be able to continue to play because we had those symptoms of games not saving
as early as what, September?
Yeah,
like early September. Like, yeah, we've had tons of issues,
and there were other leagues that their entire season got reset
or they had to start over. like start the CFM over.
So I wonder if that plays into this, if that compounds the issue.
And it didn't seem like there's any consistent factor to it, because I think it happened to everybody in our league at least once that we were the last person to play and we tried to advance it and it got stuck, or our game didn't save, or, you know, we had to replay the game because we finished the game, but it crashed right after we played the game.
Yeah.
So it's entirely possible. But at the same time, you know, I think, you know, it was Chad in our group that said, you would think they have a backup they could revert back to. I also wonder if it's partly were they just ignorant enough to be wiping out every previous backup with one backup and they only went one deep.
Yeah, that's a, that's a good possibility. Not a good possibility. That's a good answer to what possibly is happening. It's a terrible practice if that's what they're doing.
Well, I mean, let's be honest. Would you put it past them at this point?
No.
See? And they're there.
But to be fair, the game doesn't make a lot of money.
Cricket sound effect?
I'm going to do what's best for the team.
Okay.
I don't have crickets yet.
we'll get you a new one with all the fancy gizmos and buttons and
bugs.
Yeah, oh,
the
yeah,
insect bugs. Kind of bugs, yeah. Not the Madden kind of bugs.
It's a laptop.
Yeah.
Running through the laptop.
Yeah. Been stepping on my dick all day.
And there's our second explicit.
I don't know if I can be associated with such a filthy podcast.
It's too late. You're here.
Yeah. I already told Tim at work. I was like, yeah, it's going to have the E on it.
When I was like, E for everyone?
Like, no, explicit.
I would have thought the same thing Tim did.
Oh, goodness, goodness, goodness. Yeah. So, yeah, this has been awful. So,
yeah.
Here's another bad aspect of this is they project that 40% will be able to be recovered.
Yeah.
When?
Well, so they said hopefully this week. So it is the second as of right now of the new year. And they said hopefully this week, but question mark. And I just, the thing that I struggle with is I have no confidence. I have zero confidence in that. I have zero confidence that our league is going to be a lucky one. And even if it does it happen again? Like, because of what happened, like, just within the last, you know, week and a half, because we had the issue on Christmas. That was the original issue.
Yeah.
They said they fixed it. It was up for, like, what, 8 hours? Like, all but one of us, I think, played.
Yeah, I haven't played and Jake hasn't played, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know because we can't look.
You and I played. You and I played and we texted out because I was the one that missed. I think I thought Jake had a bye when he didn't have a bye. And by the time you guys got back into it, it had crashed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was at work and you guys were texting Jake, and saying, oh, yeah, this it's back up and running. And then by the time Jake was in the same boat, by the time Jake got to it, he was like, oh, no, it's not working anymore. Yeah. And so by the time I got home from work, there was no option for me to play the game. So, well, here's another question. If let's say they do fix our league, let's say they do repair our league, and we don't feel confident that it's going to stay repaired. Even if it's repaired, is the game good enough that you want to continue to play it right now?
It's been frustrating.
Mm-hmm.
It's been really frustrating, at least for me, because, you know, I'll be the first person to say, I'm not the player that researches the glitches or which zones aren't effective because I'm not that good. I have fun playing it. I'm not that huge a student of the game. I know enough of the game to understand, you know, talking real life football, what's going on, but not the in-depth X's and O's the same way that, you know, a lot of you guys do. So because of that, I'm playing from a very trial and error basis, and I've had a hard time as it is, and it keeps adjusting to me and almost getting harder. Mm-hmm. Or at least, you know, we'd talked about this earlier. Is the game adjusting to me? And it's like, oh, I'm playing as the Colt. I have Jonathan Taylor. I'm going to run the ball. Well, now I can't run the ball. Mm-hmm. And the offensive line doesn't hold up well enough to throw the ball. It's very much like the actual Colts this season, even though one season ago in Madden 23, it wasn't that negative. It wasn't that bad. It's like it's micro-adjusted either to reflect real life or to go, hey, this is how the game's being played. We're not going to let the Colts run the ball anymore. The player has to adjust. Well, I'm not that good at adjusting. So it's been really, really frustrating. I've lost more computer games this past season than I've ever lost in any version of Madden we've ever played. And then add, I had to play four user games.
Oh, yeah.
And I lost all of them. Mm-hmm. And I was really sweating if I was going to actually make the playoffs this season. And there's only five of us in the league.
Wow.
Yeah. Six.
Six of us.
I didn't count myself.
Yeah. I never
I counted the people I play against.
I never count Chad.
I count Chad because, well, my coach is named after his dog.
Well, that's true.
Jake's coach is named after his harness.
Moving on. to your point, though, I think sometimes the question is how much is it like the game saying, you know, oh, I play San Francisco this week. San Francisco knows that I like to run the ball, so they're going to play and focus against the run. And, like, there's not a good way to understand if that's what's happening. There's also not a good way to understand is that they say this isn't in the game, but is it that that dynamic difficulty adjustment, DDA, you know, mm-hmm. where it's like, well, we're going to continue to make the other team better, which, like, I feel like happens when we play a team and their quarterback gets injured and their backup comes in.
Yes.
And lights you up.
And it's 13 for 13, like Brock Purdy or something. And you're like, how is this possible?
What is it with you and Brock Purdy today?
I like saying his name. It's honestly
it's Purdy. But it's also, you know, going back on that, there's been times where it's like, you are clearly the better team. You are undefeated and you play the team that's won one game and you can barely beat them.
Yeah.
That's even in a real life NFL dynamic situation. That's not how that works.
Usually it's not. No, I think there's something to be said about wanting parity and like wanting it to always be challenging every game to feel important. But at the same time, to your point, like, the better team should like typically be winning. And when you're not winning, it's not because you made a mistake.
Right.
It's because something else determined that there was going to be an issue with your play or you're going to, like, I was playing and my running back like fumbles on the goal line, hadn't had a fumble all season, you know? And now suddenly, and that was the same situation playing a team that like is well out of the playoffs. They got like three wins all year. And I'm like, what just happened? Like, cause he ended up fumbling twice in that game.
Yeah, or your receivers all of a sudden can't catch anything.
Yeah.
You know, wide open pass and it just bounces off them like they've never caught a ball the entire season.
Yeah. And like we talked about this a little bit before we started recording is like how much of that is the game saying, oh, you did something wrong, but we don't have an animation for it. And how much of it is the game? Because it never feels like you did something wrong. Like I never felt like. It's like I had the game against Jason where it was the fourth quarter. He's up by a score, and I'm trying to get a touchdown final seconds of the game. And I've got my receiver, but my receiver just, like, stops and turns around. And, like, in the moment, it didn't feel like this is what happened. Part of me wonders, like, well, did I flick the stick when I switched to the receiver? Like, is that plausible? And yeah, it is, but it certainly didn't feel like what was happening in the moment in the game, you know. And it's, and the level at which he just stopped and turned when he was running a vertical route while the ball's already in the air just felt incredibly strange.
I've had the same thing happen and I'm like, did I flick the stick?
Yeah,
because he just stopped the route,
right?
You know, this will happen sometimes on like crossers or slants, or you know, and I'm like, okay, route's still going.
Right.
I don't tend to flip a ton for receivers. I tend to flip for corners. And the same thing happens if I try to hit the triangle button to try and intercept or, you know, make a play on the ball, that he'll just stop. And not only not jump, but stop running. So now not only does the receiver behind me catch the ball, but I can't catch up because my corner stopped running.
Especially in the corners of the end zones. I have issues with my corners, and that's been several Madden versions.
So do you ever see it where they throw like a deep route and the safety is there-ish, but like they throw it out there and the wide receiver pretty much comes to a stop because it's underthrown, and your safety just kind of starts jogging over to him.
Yeah.
And it's like, what are you doing? You need to get in position. Like at this rate, you're not like you could get there and intercept it, but your corner or your safety isn't going to, and I've got Buda Baker who should, and even my free safety is good enough. He should know what to do, but they just kind of move into this jog to like get to the receiver at the time that it's going to be contested, as opposed to getting to the receiver first and then trying to cut off that and, you know, fighting from them from the same point. And so then you always end up with like trying to deflect it with your back to it, as opposed to being able to move and see where the ball's coming.
Right. Or the linebacker that just stands there.
Yeah.
When all they would have to do is reach out a hand to deflect a pass that's going right by their head or that kind of thing.
Sure.
That awareness level just seems to, I realize awareness is a part of the ratings, but anybody in a football game is going to recognize a football zooming at their head.
Yeah. And even if they miss it, at least they should put their hand out. Yeah. There should be an animation there. And like, and I think it's, there's also a level of how often is it your 85 overall linebacker who's not doing that, but the other team's 72 overall linebacker is ball hawking that thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, yeah, I mean, again, consistency and the linebacker play, as far as like, cause I play as a linebacker typically on that. Like, mm-hmm. It's different if I'm playing as a safety or whatnot. Like I can ball hawk a lot easier. But I feel like I'm in position, but my guy's just like this, you know, and, yeah. You know, yeah, that, sorry. I actually did the motion there with that. But it's very much like I have to be perfect and I have to have perfect timing in order to have my user pick, even if I'm there with a linebacker. Perfect. Yeah, so, I mean, gameplay, I guess, really quick question. Do you think it's better than last year's? And just yes or no, okay.
That's a hard question to answer. I'm going to say yes, because I enjoy the gameplay more than I enjoyed last year's.
Last year's was shit.
Yeah.
Three.
Yeah, it's fine. That's the reason why I did it. Let's keep on going.
I'm going to do what's best for the team.
Yeah. I reached across to do that. no, I would say yes, but still not good enough. That would be my quick jab at it.
Yeah, I would agree. Better than last year's. I've been a different kind of frustrated in this year's.
Mm-hmm.
That's not been a lot of fun. But if I were to compare it to last year's, it's at least a little more consistent about it. I think I'd have to go back 2 years to go, I think I like that one better.
Yeah.
In terms of our experience as a league and as a coach and how the teams, you know, were shaking out and whatnot. There are distinct improvements to this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we were talking again before we started about where have we seen issues and where have we, you know, seen changes that haven't worked or things like that. And the number one thing we kept identifying was graphics glitches.
Yeah.
Really. And, you know, because the broken play stuff has always been part of the game. It's just what part of the play is broken in every version. It just kind of shifts. And this one's had a lot of graphical glitches. But, you know, I would say it's better than last year's.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. I think that's perfectly said. You know, we talked in our last episode for our early impressions of the game, we talked about some of the franchise features that we thought were a step in the right direction and were a little bit better. Obviously, scouting still needs to be completely different than what it is.
Oh, man.
you know, but there were some small tweaks to that to make it more bearable. There's the stuff that the free agency was such a big thing, and contract negotiations are much better than they've been in the past. There's still some ways to go, but that feels better. The problem that we're having though is that we we've had one off season because we can't keep playing the game.
Yeah.
And like, we continue to have issues with being able to play the game.
Yeah. Like the consistency of being able to log in, or if it's going to save the result. Like, we haven't had that issue.
Right.
With, you know, so it's not the actual physical game gameplay. It is the CFM ability to play the game gameplay portion of it. Yeah. Do I use my upgrades because I don't know if they're going to save.
Right.
You know, like, those kinds of things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you guys enjoying the free range passing?
Free range passing. I knew that you were going to do that.
I'm not using it.
You're not using it?
I couldn't get the feel or the flow of it. It's, and I'm the same way on most sports games. Once I feel like here's how the controller system works, I usually end up defaulting back to classic. You know, I do the same thing in MLB. So I admit I still use the button system. So no opinion.
It was tough. It's obviously there, but I struggle to use it consistently because I have muscle memory for the past 10 years of not doing that.
Right.
I use it all the time. I have it so that my window is smaller than some.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a non-visual. Like, I don't have to use the visual aid for it because that's an option.
Okay.
In there. But I still feel like I can't get the lob that I want. So it's either... it's zoomed there or it's lobbed too much so that it could be deflected.
Right.
Right. So, and that's not necessarily the free range passing. It is the trajectory that the ball is taking right off the bat.
Right.
I do find that I could back shoulder throw or something like that a lot better. That kind of thing. And that's what I use it for. Is leading is still because you can't really rack catch the same way.
Yeah.
You know, like the last 2 to 3 versions, rack catching, like they slow down too much, I think. Or the corner or safety or linebacker catches up too much.
Yeah.
I do feel like that, unless it's like just a go route, a 9 route or whatever you want to call it, you know, it's, they're probably going to get caught.
Yeah. Well, I think that we've talked about it in the past. It's like when you watch a game on TV or highlights or whatever it is, you see passes and stuff that you're like, oh, like if this was Madden, that wouldn't be a completion. That would have been an interception. Mm-hmm. But in real life, it's a game of inches and feet. And in Madden, it's like a foot, like an inch isn't even compute. And a foot, you're moving yards way quicker than you should be.
Mm-hmm.
And cutting things off. And without those correct trajectories, it makes it nearly impossible to do anything the way they do it in real life.
Yeah, I feel like the only way that it helps me out with the gameplay is whenever I'm trying to, not necessarily possession catch, or but it's that kind of idea. It's like, because I have bigger body receivers typically too, so I'm having to adjust it to where it's ever so slightly out ahead so that the corner can't, you know, jump to pass it up. I mean, not really jump, but dive, I guess, to pass it up, you know, to break it up, that kind of thing, you know. I use it. I'm not necessarily... Yeah, I'm, you know, like, I'm indifferent. Like, there's sometimes, though, you know, where I throw a pick or something like that. I'm like, no, that's not what I wanted to do at all.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the timing was good. Like, it literally says, great timing.
Yeah. That's a consistent one. I see around. Yeah.
Great timing, perfect, you know, accuracy.
And I'm like, what? Okay. But yeah.
Yeah.
So, from a gameplay standpoint, it still needs some work.
That's a polite way to put it.
Yeah. Yeah. The towel thing, this one, I'm going to say on behalf of my wife, but I'll let her elaborate, drives her nuts.
Yes.
Any
player that has a towel the towel flips and flaps and goes crazy like it's in a hurricane in the dome.
Yeah.
With the roof closed. Or in any situation. And for me, at least...
The Metrodome.
Oh, I miss that stadium.
It has a dome. Inflatable roof domes have wind tunnels. So, yeah. Anyhow.
It's really fun when you leave the game and it's literally blowing you out the door.
That's pretty cool.
No, it's actually a thing. It was a thing in the case of the Metrodome, but...
But no, it's just, it drives me nuts because that's distracting to me. That's really distracting to me. And, you know, the same thing too, you know, along with the towels is when any player is bent over forward, the numbers are glitched, especially numbers that have a square shape to them. So, you know, like the number 0, obviously, or 6 or things like that, or that the letters are distorted. And it's, you know, here I am trying to focus on, okay, how am I going to do? What am I about to do? And my brain is seeing these flippy flappy towels and these weird looking numbers. And it really takes a moment out because, you know, PS5, next gen graphics, flippy flappy towels.
Right. Yeah. The most powerful computing machine we've had in a console and ever.
Yeah.
And this is what we're dealing with.
But towels are supposed to like flap up like this, right? Not, you know, gravity just doesn't exist, right?
Well, yeah. Sometimes they like stick out straight too. Like, I don't know if you've seen that. And then also sometimes they're not in the right spot. Like you'll do a front tuck towel and it's like coming straight out of their crotch.
It's just hot.
Yeah.
Because I was inverted.
Bullshit.
Yeah, it's just...
I hate it when it does that.
It's just tiny little issues like this that add up. It's all these little details. So, all right, I'm going to read this real quick, and then you guys tell me if you what you think of this statement from Clint Oldenburg. He said, "We are very confident that our game for Madden 23 is going to be the most polished version of Madden that we've had in a long time."
Bullshit.
I do not think that word means what you think that it means.
That was one of the ideas, but it wasn't a very good one, was it?
Thanks, John.
Thanks, John.
I mean, the game released in August.
Yeah.
And 4 months later, it's broken.
A steaming pile of scheisse.
Right. It's busted.
German.
And isn't it? It's been consistent for the past few years that it just doesn't make sense to play the game or to start a franchise until the first quarter of the year is over.
Right.
Yeah, but then and you have like it's the same discussion that you and I were having whenever we were sitting down. We're like, yeah, we got to record this. This is nuts. I'm tired of being too nice.
Yeah.
And now I'm just like, no, this is going to have an E on it for everyone.
well, hang on a second.
If I say something and you don't want to listen, don't listen.
It's a little disclaimer there.
Thanks, John. but no, like, I like to have the game being played while the season's going.
Yeah.
But I'm at that point where I'm like, okay, well, you know, the big thing came up, you know, was do we buy the next year's version? Or if we do, when do we start it? You know, like this whole kind of discussion thing, we're like, we've got to find an alternate plan now.
Yeah.
And so that's definitely what we have to do. We have to find an alternate plan as a league to kind of go with.
Yeah.
And I don't think that we've ever really fully, truly been at that point until this version. So.
Yeah, I think so.
To Clint's, you know, to bring it back, I guess, is it's not polished.
Yeah.
It is. You can't. You polish a piece of poop, it's still a piece of poop.
True.
You could dip it in gold. But it's still a piece of poop.
It'd be a really strange thing to do.
I'm sure somebody's done that before.
Well, sure, surely.
EA Sports. We it's broke the mom. Game.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
But you know what?
No, I have a new line now. That was my old line.
She used to say, it's in your mom.
I played the fifth.
Well, you know, I think our league is at a place where all of us would be okay not playing right away next year. That's how we feel today, anyway.
Yeah, you know, I mean, at least today.
The problem that we always run into it with anytime we're displeased with the game is that what else are we going to play? Because there's not another football game available that would mm-hmm. be interesting for us to play as a group, or that could even let six of us play together. For that matter. I had an interesting conversation with somebody on Twitter about this when I posted that quote from Clint Oldenburg. And this is a guy who definitely believes the game's broken. And he actually brought up this point of, could this be the largest data loss of consumer data in video game history? Which is pretty interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, that quite possibly. His thought on it was, well, Clint did put together a solid game. Now, you and I, you know, the three of us, we just sat here and said we disagree. We 100% disagree. Clint's gameplay team.
I'm going to do what's best for the team.
Yeah. Clint's gameplay team didn't do what was best for the team. There's a ton of issues with this game still. It wasn't, even without the server issues, it's not the most polished version of Madden I've ever played. I'd still rather play NCAA 14 than this game.
Yeah.
You know, and that was put out by the same studio. Clint might have even worked on that game.
No, you know, that was before his time, I think.
Maybe. But the point I'm making is that it's not about Clint personally. It's not about him personally, but he is one of the decision makers, one of the guys who's responsible for putting together and getting his team to put together a good product. And he went out as a spokesperson for EA Tiburon and said, this will be the most polished, we're confident this will be the most polished game we've ever put out. And he was dead wrong. So take Clint's name out of it and what he does at the company. A representative from Tiburon said this will be the most polished version of Madden, and they were dead wrong. It's just not. So what do you do? How do you fix that if you're EA? Do you even care to fix it if you're EA?
And that really is the biggest point. Do you even care to fix it? Or I think maybe some individuals have some care, but it does the collective is the big thing.
Yeah.
And honestly, like, it's something that we've been saying for years is the foundation is broken.
Yeah.
And who does that ultimately fall on? That ultimately falls on EA Tiburon.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. So the infrastructure, like, I brought this up at work. I was like, well, the Romans, whenever a building didn't work or whatnot, yeah, they tore it down, made a better foundation. Yeah. And that's the reason why aqueducts are still standing to this day, right? Yeah. They have a good foundation.
Yeah, because they went back and rebuilt it from the ground up, from the foundation up, which when you said that to me, I thought you were advocating that we fly down to...
we could do it.
Fly down to Miami or Orlando. Oh, no, Orlando, let's not do that. And tear the building down, which I would not do. But but yeah, something's gotta be torn down. My personal opinion is EA needs to step in and fire whoever is in charge of the studio. I'm not going to use any specific names because I don't know who specifically, but a lot of the people that we've seen as the spokesperson for this game should probably be gone. A lot of the people that have been making the creative decisions for this game should probably be gone. Like, if this was an issue with just Mutt, they would probably say, which Mutt's had some serious issues this year, they're probably just going to keep throwing packs at them because mm-hmm. you can appease them with freebies, and those freebies don't cost you anything. But you can't, what can you give me when you destroyed my time and effort and energy over the past 4 months? And I think the only thing you can do is promise to make a better game, and that's got to start by either cleaning house at Tiburon or giving the title to a different studio?
I think it's a different studio. Like, that's kind of been my thought. It's just, you can't really clean the house in the proper way. You have to tear it down, figuratively, not,
right,
you know, and give it to another studio, because this particular studio has proven time and time again, it just doesn't work.
Yeah.
Well, and you never know, too, you know, where the funding at EA is going. Is it, yes, this is Tiburon, but it's not really because it's Tiburon in name, but they haven't been supporting it from the infrastructure financial standpoint or what have you. You know, is Tiburon doing the best they can with what they have, and they just made a massive misstep in making the claims that they claimed about what this version was going to be, trying to build interest. But at the same time, it's, you know, I equated this to the disaster that happened with Southwest Airlines. The mm-hmm. ground level crew, you know, the flight attendants, the pilots and whatnot, were doing everything they can, but they were dealing with old infrastructure that just absolutely failed. But Southwest immediately came out and said, we screwed this up. We're working on making it right. Here's what happened. And there was transparency, and there was an immediate plan for, here's our make right plan. Whether that's enough or not is up for discussion, but there's at least a statement. Where EA right now has said, you know, the one, we're sorry, we regret, but there's no going forward plan. There has not been transparency until this particular crash.
Yeah.
You know, none of the other crashes or data issues that they've had have had any, you know, here's what's happening, we're working on it, we know that this is wrong, we're trying to make things right, other than, like you said, throw out a free pack to Mutt players. But, you know, this is potentially 60% of the CFMs, which is more than one player in yeah. most situations. So
absolutely.
You're affecting a totally different base. You know, we're a small league and we have 5+1 people. You know, there are leagues out there with 32 different players whose leagues just got demolished.
Yeah.
And, you know, how do you make that right? You know, it's, in my opinion, the only way you do is to say, look, we screwed up. Here's a significantly discounted, if not completely free, pass for 24 to get you back into it, to keep you as part of our audience, as part of our, you know, supporters. But EA, if you look at their franchises right now, they have nothing else that's current.
Yeah.
They have a couple other things that they still have going, but everything they're doing is recycled material from things that have been going for years. Mm-hmm. This is their big thing. This is their big cash cow. And if they don't make it right, this is going to kill them as a company.
Yeah, I think it could. I think this could. But I don't know if it'll kill EA as much as it'll kill that studio.
Well, like, but what else has EA got going that's any better or any bigger right now?
FIFA?
I mean, is that the same base as Madden? I know it's big.
I think it's bigger, actually, because it's global.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, I think that's what FIFA has going for it. But also,
you see FIFA people complaining about those servers, yeah, too.
And you see, you know, MLB The Show people complaining about their game and stuff. It's always interesting to see that comparison of those games. But I think FIFA has a lot more popularity and support globally than Madden does. And that's the thing. There's a lot of people that still really enjoy Madden. And I've seen some weird posts from some YouTubers and content creators that were almost like forgiving of Madden, which really struck me as odd. Like, they're kind of like, oh, well, yeah, it sucks, but, you know, what are you going to do? Like, or, oh, it's not a great look, I get it, but, like, don't come at me because I'm still enjoying the game. And it's like, well, I don't care if you enjoy the game. Like, and here's, I've noticed this, I think there's a spectrum that people fall on with a sports title, and it happens with Madden, it happens with some of these other ones too, but I do think that Madden is legitimately the worst sports game at a AAA level, that's as far as how it appeases their fan base. But they benefit the most from the NFL licensing than others do from additional licensing. So I feel like you've got people who have just started playing and they're enjoying it, right? You've got people who are playing modes like Mutt that just started and they're really enjoying it. And then you got people who are like, yeah, it's fun, I'll play it, it's fun, but there's a few things about it I don't like, or there's a few things I wish that they did differently. And then you've got people that are like, yeah, I've been playing it for years and it's never gotten better. They've never added those extra things. But I guess it's still, I mean, it's not as bad as it could be, you know. And then you got people that are like, I've been playing, and this is where I am. I think this is where Nate is, you know, I've been playing football games since 1992, you know, and I watched the evolution of them, and now I've seen the de-evolution of them. And this game just doesn't do what a game should do. And so then when you start saying that, you're over here and I'm over here banging that drum like, this game is trash. It doesn't meet the expectations that I have for a game. NCAA 14 is a more enjoyable game to play. And then you have somebody that's more in the middle of that spectrum like, oh, you can't really believe that NCAA 14 is better than this because they look at the graphics of it mm-hmm. and they see that, oh, NCAA 14 looked a little blockier. But, you know, you could put more accessories on your NCAA 14 players than you could in Madden. Like, there are a number of little details, and like, and you're gonna tell me it's graphically worse off, but like, it had these graphical details that Madden doesn't have today. So again, and we talked about this in the last episode. You look at free range passing, like I didn't need that in NCAA 14. I could lead my receivers in a way that was safe to do it without using a whole new mechanic. So why was that different? Because it was built in the same engine. It was built at the same studio. Why was that different? You know? So I feel like that's kind of where the community is always at. And that's why EA maybe doesn't need to do anything because it has turnover. And then even the guys who are super pissed at it, like we are, we don't have another football game to play. It's like, yeah, I enjoyed playing NCAA 14 more, but it's inconvenient to go play it because I got to get out the PS3. And my old PS3 controllers barely hold a charge at this point. You know, it's like, it's really challenging to do. And if you want to go get the mods for it, like, man, you got to go through some serious steps. You got to modify your PlayStation to do that. So,
yeah.
So I'm not going to do, but I don't know. I look at all of this and I say, I feel like, I don't think that Tiburon puts out a poor game because they don't get the finances. I just don't think that's the case at this point. And I know that's an argument that I've heard a lot over the years. It's like, oh, they don't, well, the suits tell them what they can, and you hear devs even talk about like, well, we don't have the assets for that, or we don't have the money for, you know, that's not where the focus is or whatever. It's like, I feel like my experience in a job is, if your employer is telling you, or the person who's funding it is telling you, we want you to do it with these resources, maybe there's a chance you should be able to do it with these resources. You know, like there are times in life where yes, the employer or the company doesn't provide you with everything you needed, but 9 times out of 10, they provide you with most everything you need and will build a symbiotic relationship that will, if you meet goals, they'll give you additional things. And these guys aren't meeting any goals other than making money. And they're only making that money because they have the NFL license. That's how I feel about it. So I think it's time for Tiburon to be different.
It's either that or it's just, and we've said this time and time again, it's time for NFL or the NFLPA to push to end the exclusivity.
It's the NFLPA that I think would be the thing that would change it, because if the PA says, no, you can't put us in there.
Yeah.
That changes the game.
You can have the NFL shield, but if Joe Burrow is not the quarterback for Cincinnati, then it matters.
Yeah. So, and I kind of brought that up at work with you there, Tim, was I'm halfway tempted to just write the PA, you know, NFLPA, and say, hey, you know, like, I know that some of you probably feel this way. What is your option? Like, if they're making X amount of money from this, isn't that something that you should be looking into too? You know, like, because that's a representation of your brand.
Yeah, it is.
That's important.
Yeah, and players often are saying that they don't enjoy this game.
Exactly.
Yeah. So why not put pressure to move that somewhere else and get your likeness on something else. I think that would be a, I think that would be a big deal. I think, you know, having somebody break ranks and have like a, I'm just do it for instance. Okay. I can't think of anybody else. Let's say Brock Purdy puts his name, let's go DK Metcalf. DK Metcalf signs an agreement for DK football, DK2K, you know.
That doesn't even sound right.
Right, it doesn't. But you'd buy it. Let's say he signs a contract. Let's say he signs a contract to do something that's his likeness, and it develops a better game out of that, you know. And maybe Madden's still got this NFL thing going on, but maybe you've got these one-offs where these players are saying, look, we're not exclusive as players. We're going to sell our likeness to this thing, and they'll make a, you know, I can't think of any good quarterbacks. Tom Brady's quarterback club game that people can enjoy. And maybe it won't be simulation. Maybe it won't be NFL, you know, maybe it'll be simulation, but it's not NFL. Maybe it'll be something that's street, but maybe you get something out of that, that pushes EA to do better or shows the NFL that there's better options.
Yeah. Or even better, I've been thinking of alternatives is, you know, I'm really anxious to see what product 2K comes out with.
Yeah.
And I'm also anxious to see, although it's still Tiburon, I'm anxious to see the NCAA game. But one thing that I'm actually, let's say if the XFL does stick around, I hope that they do. What kind of product are they going to be able, you know, like,
yeah,
you know, what a studio can build something new from the ground up, and what would that entail? Like, I'm looking for football content that is realistic, that is simulation based.
Yeah. That you can invest in.
Yeah. But I don't necessarily want to invest in the current product.
Yeah. I know Doug Flutie game, the Maximum Football, like, so they're not Doug Flutie Maximum Football anymore. They're just Maximum Football, but they sold to a different, like, that the guy who ran that studio sold it.
Yeah.
And they've been working hard at trying to come up with something new and better. We'll see what happens with that. But like you just mentioned, you know, NCAA has been delayed. Mm-hmm. We don't know when 2K is coming out. We talked about it with a minute ago. We said there's nothing else to play that's football. Next year, we were going to have NCAA. NCAA is off the table for next year now. It's going to 2024. It is coming from Tiburon. Is the delay a good thing or a bad thing?
I want it to be a good thing.
Yeah.
But I'm also sitting here online right now looking into Tiburon, and the only current ongoing franchise they have is Madden.
Yeah, they shuttered NBA Live. They destroyed NBA Live.
Everything else that's on their list of former franchises is gone.
Yeah.
And so the fact that it's delayed, that was what they said about NBA Live is, oh, we're delaying because of the new consoles, but then it never got off the ground.
Right.
And now it's, we're delaying because we want to make sure we have the NIL stuff, but is that really it? Because everybody else seems to have figured out the NIL stuff just fine. Oh, and then some.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, I know there were some things with the contracts where they were maybe, some things were contingent with like certain schools where, well, we'll do it if you get this, or we'll do it if this happens. And then there was issues with NIL not being consolidated under a one grouping, like the NFLPA is under one group, you know? Mm-hmm. So there's some interesting dynamics that could play into that. I want it to be a good thing as well. I want it to be a good thing because I want them to take more time on making the game better. But like, it's Tiburon.
And can they juggle the mess they have on top of developing something completely new, if it's going to be completely new? Or is it just going to be Madden with an NCAA label slapped on it, and all of the things that we're hoping to see in NCAA football that make college football and that experience so different than The pro.
Well, that's they're saying the focus of this is to get this to feel like college football again. Like, that's what their focus is. And there's supposed to be a big focus on dynasty mode and the road to the college or road, whatever they call that, road to glory mode. Like, those things are supposed to be making a comeback. They've confirmed this. And they're saying that that is their focus for this game, is to make that feel good, make it feel authentic to college football. You know, I think my biggest concern, we've talked about this on the show before, is how much of the issues of Madden gameplay come over with it. Because here's the thing, I think people sometimes misunderstand that just because two games are on the same engine doesn't mean they're going to be the same.
Right.
You know, like NCAA and Madden were on the same engine before, but NCAA always felt more enjoyable to play, you know, from a gameplay standpoint. And that's my feeling of it. But my point is that they actually felt different.
They actually did feel different.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that thought they were on different engines because of that, and they weren't. They were on the same engine, right? So they can use the same engine, but if they're using all the same, if it's reskinned code, that would be a huge issue. And
right. That's what I'm worried about.
Yeah, I think they've said it's not.
I also wonder, you know, you mentioned the Road to Glory mode or whatever it was called. I kind of wonder if the equivalent that we've seen in the last couple of Maddens has been them testing out versions of doing that.
Interesting.
And I will say, I tried it in 23 and it's awful.
Yeah.
It's the worst one yet. The camera makes it unplayable.
Oh, yeah. Camera angles are always rough.
It's worse than it's ever been because it's always at this weird angle where you can't see what you're doing, or the camera shifts and you can't follow the ball.
Yeah.
And things like that. So it almost feels like, you know, just in thinking about that in hindsight, because I had totally forgotten about that part of NCAA, have these last, what, three now versions of Madden's, you know, Road to Glory version been a testing ground for how people responded or interacted or played getting ready for the NCAA version, which should be obviously a much more full blown out version of it.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, that's kind of interesting to think about just as an aside.
I think the camera angle was the same when you played it in NCAA 14.
Yes, it was.
Like, if you're not a quarterback, it's hard to tell what's going on. And if you're playing defense, it can be even more challenging. But
and in this one, you can play any position, but the camera is almost always, I'm trying to remember, like, it's angling from over your right shoulder as if you were looking to your left.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you're the quarterback, whether you're the running back, because I tried it as a running back and a quarterback, and I could not play as a quarterback because of the angles and the flipping of the camera constantly.
Wow.
Where some of the other versions, you could only play as a quarterback, if I'm remembering right, but the camera angle was the same as if you were just playing the regular game.
Yeah.
Which was a lot more functional, at least for quarterback position. But
I think it was good, though, they downplayed the story aspect of it and made it more about managing your player on and off the field. And that I could see that becoming a thing for NCAA, where they're like working with NIL deals and
right.
off the field things, and then managing your schoolwork.
You can have a dance party, you know, on Twitch to build up your following.
That's right.
We should try that. Maybe that'll work. Nano Blitz dance off. Nate's shaking his head.
Well, he just doesn't want to get served.
I'm going to do what's best for the team.
You do whatever you feel is best for the team there on that regard. You can dance with yourself.
If you want to.
Yeah.
You can leave your cares behind.
So what do you think, Nate? NCAA.
I mean, you pretty much have said my exact worries, that kind of thing. You know, like, it all, like, I keep on, the one thing that I usually say is foundation, 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 foundation. Like, I'm big on that word because in life, that's important, right?
Yeah.
In how your work ethic is, or, you know, like, how you do your job or whatnot, you have to have a solid foundation so you can build upon that. I'm just worried because, especially how much I love college football,
mm-hmm.
and if Tiburon screws this up,
right?
Every episode of the Nano Blitz will be for everyone.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, I hope. my hope is that when it does come out, what we'll find out is that they delayed it for the right reasons.
Yeah.
That they took their time on it, rebuilt the foundation as best they can. We talked about this before. Like, they should have been building a game in the background for years. Especially since, like, as Sarita just pointed out, they're not making any other games at Tiburon. It's literally the Madden studio. That's it. They should have been working on a new version of this game in the background until they could roll it out to fix all those coding issues. So what I hope happens is that when it comes out in 24, is it 24? That we'll be like, okay, this was a good move. I'm glad that, and we'll play it, and it will be as exciting as, say, watching Michigan play TCU in the college playoff.